This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Diamonds may be a girl's best friend, as the old saying goes, but some women are finding a lot to like about colorful beads from Uganda made of recycled paper. The beads are sold by a non-profit organization in the United States called Bead for Life. Bead for Life began as a chance meeting between three American women on a trip to Uganda and a local jewelry maker. Millie Grace Akena was rolling paper beads near her home. She worked at a rock quarry. She made paper beads as a hobby, but there was no real market for them in her country. Torkin Wakefield says she, her daughter Devin Hibbard, and Jenny Jordan brought some of the beads back to the United States.
Immediately, people started admiring the beads. Oh, I like this. Where did you get this? It's so pretty.
The three Americans launched Bead for Life in 2004. Nearly 700 women have taken part. The group says its beaders earn an average of more than $2,000 a year in the program. This is five times what they earned before. Torkin Wakefield says the women spend up to 18 months in the program.
During that time, she can make regular income, and she has a savings account, and she begins to study and plan for launching a business, which is her business and which will sustain her once she graduates from Bead for Life. And the program includes a microfinance grant, money that she has actually made by selling us beads that she gets at one time so that she can make a big enough step into a business that is going to be sustainable.
The beads are sold across Uganda and at the Bead for Life headquarters in Boulder, Colorado. They are also sold online and at jewelry shows called bead parties.
Because they have meaning, because these are gifts that help people, folks in America and beyond, when they buy our beads, they feel a sense of generosity. They feel a direct connection, like they can really participate in eradicating poverty.
Acrylic plastic is used to harden the paper. The jewelry costs between $5 and $30. Bead for Life reported sales in its last budget year of more than $3.5 million. It says for every $10 necklace sold, the beader gets $2.43 in money or materials. It says more than 90% of earnings are reinvested in community development projects in Uganda. Torkin Wakefield estimates that Bead for Life has helped more than 8,000 people this way. So what about Millie Grace Akena, the jewelry maker? Mrs. Wakefield says she has gone on to organize a small group of women who work with her, and they sell their beads to a religious group. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.